girls are in the hands of those filthy... We should have stayed.
You were carrying out your orders. Well, come along now. The Red Cross has warm baths and clean clothes for you.
Colonel, do you happen to know when we're supposed to go home?
On the very next transport. Wait, I thought there were supposed to be 8 of you.
That's right, sir. You see, Lieutenant Davidson, she's just being brought off the plane.
Oh, a stretcher case.
Yes, sir.
Watch it, Joe.
I got it. Handle her easy.
What's the matter with her?
Well, we don't know exactly. She's been conscious all the way, but she won't speak. She just lies there staring.
Watch it, please.
Hold that stretcher a minute.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant Davidson, I'm Colonel Mason. You'll be all right now, Lieutenant. You're out of it now. Lieutenant, do you hear me?
It's no use, sir.
Take her to the hospital.
Watch it, please.
Keep her out here on the deck for a while, nurse. The fresh air might help.
Yes, Major.
Lieutenant Davidson, is there anything you want? You're on your way home now, Lieutenant. Doesn't that mean anything to you? I'll see her again this afternoon.
Yes, Major. Major, is Davy any better?
Well, good morning.
How is she, Major?
Frankly, very bad. The closer we get to home, the worse she seems to be.
What do you think's wrong?
It's simple. When people don't want to live, they die.
Oh, no.
I knew we did the wrong thing. She didn't want to leave Corregidor, and when we got her on the plane, she just collapsed.
If it were a mere physical collapse, I'd know what to do. Frankly, I'm desperate. I wonder if perhaps you can help me.
We'll do anything, Doctor.
It's not going to be easy. I know how much you all want to forget what you've been through. But I only have one hope left. This letter is addressed to her. It came from Mindanao.
Who's the letter from, Major?
It's signed by somebody called John.
John? Why, that's the boy...
Just a moment, please. I want you to tell me everything you can remember. Things that might not even concern her. You never know. It might have its place in the pattern.
Well, Joan knew her best. Lieutenant O'Doul, I mean.
Well, Lieutenant?
Well, I guess I did know her best. As a matter of fact, we joined up together. That was almost a year ago. She was the best nurse I'd ever worked with. She was so good-natured, always patient and understanding. Even about little things. Like the time we were ordered to embark for Honolulu. Davy was the first one at the dock and the last to finish up. Everybody else was running around saying goodbye, everybody except Davy. She was standing in the rain, seeing that things got done.
Hey, O'Doul!
Come on, you'd better get aboard.
Davy, you've got to help me. I'm in a terrible jam.
What's the matter? Well, 2 of my fiancés came down to the dock.
2?
Well, you know how hard it is for me to say no. I mean, when somebody asks me to marry him.
I thought it would be easy for you to say no by now.
Oh, well, golly, it's all in fun. But if these 2 Irishmen ever meet up with each other, Davy, can you stall one of them for
hey,
a minute for me?
Go.
But there you are, darling.
I've been looking all over for you, Joan.
Well, I've been looking all over for you, too, dear. Now, you stay here, and I'll be right back.
Hey, wait.
Don't forget to write, dear.
What does she mean, don't forget to write? Hey, Joan.
Oh, no, Captain. Captain. Will you hold these papers for me just for a second?
Well, I'm in sort of a hurry.
No, and this here. Thank you.
Oh, we haven't had a chance to say goodbye yet.
Oh, there's lots of time to say goodbye. Say, who wrote that?
Who wrote what?
Whenever a snowflake leaves the sky, it turns and turns to say goodbye.
I haven't the faintest idea. Where'd she go?
You know the rest of it?
The rest of what?
The poem.
Oh, no, I never did. Now, look, I...
Well, it goes, let me see, whenever a snowflake leaves the sky, it turns and turns to say goodbye.
That's fine. Goodbye.
No, Captain, don't go. I remember the rest. Goodbye, dear cloud, so cool and gray, yes, and then it goes something and something on its way.
Look, do you mind if I get on my way?
Here we go. Goodbye, Captain.
Now, you see what you did? Now I've missed her.
Goodbye. You see what I mean? Little things. Well, we sailed out of San Francisco in a downpour of rain. I remember seeing a Marine on deck walking around without his raincoat. I figured it was our job to keep the men healthy. Hey, you. You're going to catch cold, Leatherneck.
Who, me? Never had a cold in my life.
I found out later his name was Kansas. At least that's what they used to call him. He played football back there, made the All-American. One day he came out on the upper deck to get some sun.
Hi, Lieutenant. What's cooking?
Oh, hello, Leatherneck. How's your cold?
Oh, it's not a cold. It's just a little ruddy dose.
Oh. Well, you'd better not take too much of this tropical sun. You'll get burned.
Who, be? I'd never burned. Best tad you ever seen. What you doing?